The Walking Dead offseason. It's pretty much over now at this point, but we're just getting started here on The Walking Dead preview show. The Road to Negan, Day 5, Last Chance Saloon. And now here are the guys who are ready to play the field. I'm Rob Cesarino. Here's Josh Wigler. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing really well, except that I feel like kind of a jerk.
Why?
I feel like I missed something really, really big during yesterday's Walking Dead analysis.
Why? What did you miss?
I completely left out the fact that, Rob, it was your birthday. Happy belated birthday, Rob.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And what's great about this is that we're actually recording Friday's podcast on a Wednesday, so I'm actually early in wishing you a happy birthday in real time.
It's all very confusing, Josh. The timeline has been very skewed at this point, but thanks
indeed
all the way around as we are getting ready for our final day of Walking Dead previewing.
Yes, we are at the very end of the Road to Negan. Well, I mean, I guess the end of the Road to Negan will be Sunday night when The Walking Dead comes back. But as far as our preview show goes, this is it. The fifth and final chapter. We're going to round out the rest of the list of the people who are standing before Negan, talk about their odds, some final takes on the season before the premiere. So really looking forward to it. This week has definitely helped get me back in The Walking Dead mindset. I don't know about you, Rob, but I'm feeling more pumped up for it for sure. I watched The Walking Dead, The Journey so far. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
It was like a
you told me about it.
Yes. So it's like a two-hour catch-up of everything that's happened on Walking Dead. Really weirdly detailed. Very, very detailed, even for characters who are no longer on the show. Like, there's a lot about Tyrese and things like that.
Wow.
So if you're looking to just, like, really catch up on Walking Dead and you clearly don't have time to binge-watch every single episode of the show before the show returns, check that out. It's 2 hours long. It's a pretty good catch-up. So I got into that. I watched The Walking Dead season 6 finale before we recorded this podcast, Rob. So I'm in the zone. I'm locked in. I'm ready to go.
You're in the zone. You're ready to go. Today, we're going to be talking about the last four people that we have not yet discussed, and that would be, in no particular order, Sasha, Abraham, Eugene, and Aaron. Aaron is there, Josh.
Aaron is there. Should we start with Aaron? He seems like the major headline of these four.
Yes, that everybody, I think, would be extremely bummed out if Aaron was the person Negan hit with the baseball bat.
For the same reasons as why we would be bummed out about Rosita.
You'd be like, who? Who is this guy?
Listen, I love Aaron. I think Aaron has been a great minor character over the past couple of seasons. Ross Marquand does a great job. His impressions, obviously, are lovely, as we have chronicled in the past, that this is a guy who, if you have not searched for Ross Marquand, the actor who plays Aaron, on YouTube to check out his celebrity impersonations, they're clutch, they're key, they're very, very good, they're very, very funny. But it would just be such minimum impact to kill Aaron. Like, if Aaron is the one who gets Lucille'd here and everybody else just gets to walk away, I feel like everyone's going to be like, poor Aaron, but man, we all really just dodged a bullet, didn't we? Like, I feel like I don't think that anyone would be truly, 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 truly scarred by it. I think that they'd be very scarred by it because it'd be a traumatic thing that they just lived through.
Right.
But in terms of the lasting effects of, like, we just lost this really principal member of our group, killing off Aaron would be, you know, probably even a bigger whiff than Rosita, actually.
Oh, it would be a welcome relief, I think, from a lot of the fans, because you say, oh my God, please don't kill any of my favorites. Please don't kill Rick. Please don't kill Glenn. Please don't kill Carl. Please don't kill Michonne. Please don't kill Daryl. Like, whew, oh, they just killed Aaron.
But I mean, that's such an easy way out. And if that's the way it goes, maybe fans would be psyched that their fan favorite characters are intact. But isn't that just, like, the biggest whiff of this months-long cliffhanger for it just to be Aaron? So I wouldn't put it past The Walking Dead to do that. Again, low expectations on my end. But if they're going for this and if they're really trying to do this right, you have to imagine that it's not Aaron who's going to get killed here.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, that it's going to be Aaron. I think that if it was, I think it would be really, because that, who would even care? Like, what other characters would even be impacted by this? He doesn't have, like, a strong connection with any one character. I mean, we saw his boyfriend, but we haven't
Eric.
Really seen him, what, since season 5? Did we even see him in season 6?
I don't remember seeing him much in season 6, if we saw him at all. I mean, the last memory I really have of him was Spaghetti Tuesday with Daryl Dixon.
Yeah, it's, I guess he's friends with Daryl.
Yeah, so Daryl would be upset. Daryl would definitely be upset. I mean, I think everyone would be very upset by losing this very nice man who welcomed them to Alexandria. You know, the person who brought them into this community. That is Aaron. So he is definitely a, you know, a very formidable figure in the group from that perspective in terms of the group's, you know, kind of mythology. But he hasn't been with them on the road ever, really, other than like the few missions that he and Daryl have gone on and the couple of missions that Aaron has been involved in. And I think that in terms of just like the closeness to the group, he really doesn't have that. So what sort of lasting emotional impact would it have to lose him as opposed to some of the other characters on the board? I think fairly minimal, and that's why I'm kind of ruling him out. I mean, I think it's possible if Walking Dead really wants to go for the easiest, safest way would be to kill Aaron, but I just don't think that that's what they're going to do.
Aaron's death would make Rosita's death look like it would be like killing off Rick Grimes.
Yeah, right.
That would be, that's how unimpactful it would be.
Yeah, I think so. I think pretty low odds on Aaron for that reason. It would just be such a soft landing for
baseball
bat.
If he had his own episode where he died, like a Noah death episode, you'd be like, oh man, I can't believe that guy. But in this spot, it's just too high profile to lose
that's
Aaron.
That's exactly it. And again, not to knock Aaron as a character. I think Aaron's a good character who has been, you know, portrayed pretty well when he's been on screen, but underserved. Yeah, so I think for him to be owning this moment would be too much. Okay. But if he has, you know, more moments later on down the season, that would be great. That'd be fantastic.
Let's take him out of the mix. Let's talk about Sasha. And could Sasha, who's been through so much, I mean, would this be too much almost for Sasha after losing Tyrese, after losing Bob? Now she finally found love in Abraham.
Right.
To have Sasha be the one to go. What do you think of this?
Well, who would that affect the most?
Like Abraham.
That's really where I start with this. Like, if you take this character off the board, how many people does it affect in a really deep personal way? Clearly affects Abraham, obviously, as you said. You know, they are together. They are, you know, they were talking about maybe making babies during the final episode of season 6 in the RV, and Abraham saying, "What Glenn and Maggie are doing, I could do that. Could you do that?" And she's like, "Yeah, I could do that." So clearly they have a thing going on, and it would be very, very distressing to Abraham to lose Sasha. Who else would really be affected by that? I mean, Sasha and Maggie are kind of friends. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of shrugging my shoulders thinking about like who else would be deeply, deeply impacted by the loss of Sasha. Again, that everyone would be upset about any one of these people dying, but what's like the massive amount of impact that happens if it's Sasha? I don't know that it really exists. I don't know that there's like, you take Sasha out of here and that fundamentally changes the group dynamics moving forward.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of her story so far where she came with Tyrese to the prison, then in the, you know, fleeing the prison, she was with Maggie and Bob, correct?
Right.
And then after that, then, I don't know, is she with, like, Father Gabriel?
Yeah, I mean, she falls in love with Bob and Maggie and everybody and Sasha are all in Terminus. They all break out of Terminus. They all run into Father Gabriel together. Everything with Terminus gets finished up. They go to Atlanta. They watch Beth die. They go to drop Noah off at his place. Tyrese dies. Bob is dead somewhere along the way there as well. So she loses both her boyfriend and her brother in pretty short order, and she's deeply, deeply, deeply depressed by it for the remainder of season 5. Season 6 really sees her picking herself back up. She's not like quite as suicidal as she was toward the end of season 5, which she resolved sort of mutually with Father Gabriel in the season 5 finale. Sasha's season 6 arc is mostly kind of falling for Abraham and Abraham falling for her, and we are where we are with those characters now. That was Sasha's year in season 6.
Yeah, I think that so Abraham is really affected, and then she doesn't have anybody else that she's super close to. I think that that would be pretty impactful, though, for the audience. I think we've come to really like Sasha.
I love Sasha. I really like Sonequa Martin-Green. I think that she's been really good in the role. I think for the wider group, I just don't know. I don't know if there is a big fallout of Sasha being the person who leaves. I think it's higher odds than Aaron, and it would be more impactful than Aaron, and I think it would be more impactful than Rosita, for sure. But then I would probably stop her there in terms of, like, who are we grieving the most? Like, if you were doing the power rankings of like who would we grieve the most if this person was gone, I don't think that I could put Sasha above anyone other than Aaron and Rosita.
Hmm. I'm trying to think.
I mean, the other candidates there are Rick, Carl, Michonne, Glenn, Maggie, Daryl, Abraham, and Eugene, other than, you know, Rosita and Aaron. So I don't think that Sasha can really rise above any of those other people.
Not even Abraham and Eugene? She's not even above that tier?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe you could argue that she's on the same tier, but I don't think that she's above it, at least not for me, in terms of how I see the group dynamics of the Grimes gang. I think that Abraham and Eugene have been shown as more power players. They've been misshown as more power players in the mix here. I think that Abraham and Eugene are on a tier above Sasha. And furthermore, I've obviously been very team Glenn as who I think is going to get the bat. But Abraham and Eugene are the two candidates that I would seriously entertain outside of Glenn.
Okay. All right. Well, here we are, Abraham and Eugene. So do you have a pick which one you want to talk about? Because the episode really did try to sell us in terms of the season six finale that these were two very likely candidates to go home. They both had the getting killed edit.
And I think that that really endures still when you go back and you watch like the final scene between Abraham and Eugene, their goodbye, and like the Michael Giacchino type of score is starting to soar, and it feels like the season three finale of Lost as Eugene is going off on this suicide mission that he's not going to be coming back from. And obviously he's still alive as of the season six finale, of unless he's the guy who's getting batted by Negan. But they really, really put that in your face. And I think that there are some moments with Abraham as well where you could really see that they were giving Abraham a swan song, and that he was, you know, his comments to Sasha about could we do this, could we have a child in this world. And he also gets a lot of classic Abrahamisms throughout the episode. They give him a lot of really good sort of vintage Abraham lines. I think he says bitch nuts twice. As he is, you know,
double
very,
bitch nuts.
Yeah, I think he goes double BNs as he and the RV are running in to the saviors time and time again. I think he does it twice. I'm not positive about that. You can check the tape. But there's a lot of Abraham moments, a lot of classic vintage Abraham moments, and a lot of a very profound sense of loss with Eugene as well. So I think if you're looking at it as like who got a really proper goodbye before the season seven premiere, Abraham and Eugene absolutely did. And if I'm to remove myself from like being so dead set on it being Glenn, which I will do for the sake of this conversation, really the two people I'd be the most scared for based on how they were portrayed in the season six finale is Abraham and Eugene. And I wouldn't be shocked if we lost one of those guys here.
And both of them, I feel like, have an incomplete story where I don't feel like I'm ready to lose either one of those guys. That Eugene has really come into his own from being the guy that we first met. What was that, in season four, as the characters were on the road to Terminus, or as Glenn right. was beginning to flee the jail where he was trying to get back to Maggie? He was the first one to run into those guys. And yeah. So you had Eugene, who came from that, okay, I'm a scientist, I need to get to Washington, D.C. to have coming into his own here and wanting to be more of a badass. He's got this plan to make bullets, which is going to potentially be a very valuable thing for Rick's group. And then you have Abraham, who's also had a bit of a character turn where now he's gone from the guy who had nothing to live for, and now, you know, he's dumped Rosita and he's found Sasha, and now he does have something to live for.
Yeah, he's everything to live for. You know, he's very excited about life at this point. And I think that those are, you know, those are very articulated. You know, that's a very articulate way of putting where their arcs are right now. And to me, that sounds like it could be complete. You know, maybe less so for Eugene than for Abraham, but I think even for Eugene, who, you know, his whole struggle once he came out with the fact that he doesn't know how to cure the apocalypse. He has no idea how to fix the zombie problem. And he's just been using that as a cover to get protected by stronger people, more courageous people. And once he's kind of come to grips with that, his journey has sort of been the journey towards being a stage two badass, which he finally achieved. He was coronated by Abraham in the second half of season six, shortly after Eugene bit Dwight's balls, and suddenly Eugene is now, you know, this real confident guy who, you know, in the very first scene of the season six finale is telling Rick, like, you can count on me, you can trust me, I will be your guy, I will be, you know, your sturdy rock and all of that stuff.
Sturdy Rock.
Sturdy Rock, really good show. So Eugene has definitely put that out there. He takes it upon himself to drive the RV, so he is showing that he is willing to do things that the Eugene that we met, the first guy, really would never have even fathomed. So that, to me, is a guy who has shown great change from where he started to where he is now. And maybe that's enough. The fact that he is courageous now, that he is a brave badass now, that now he's ready to take one for the team. He already was willing to be the decoy, you know, to be the decoy vehicle, and that was not going to have a good ending. So maybe him being the guy here who is sacrificed for the better of the group, maybe that is a good arc for Eugene. Maybe that is a good ending point for that character. The big outlier is the bullets, which he, you know, he wrote down his formula, his ingredients, his recipe on paper and gave them to Rick before he drove away. Is that going to be enough to manufacture a bunch of bullets, or are we going to struggle through a ton of episodes without Eugene and these people trying to figure out how to make bullets? That sounds kind of boring. So I think that the bullets are probably Eugene's saving grace if you're pitting it as Eugene versus Abraham, why I would skew closer to Abraham being the likelier pick.
Okay. And what would the impact of losing Abraham be for you?
Well, we would lose a character that has terrific dialogue.
Yes.
You know, he is such a
quotable. He's great. He's one of my favorites on the show.
I know. And I think that that's the thing. I think for both Abraham and Eugene, which is why they are secondary to the Glenn thing for me, among many other reasons that we've already talked through, I think that their role in the group, they've certainly been around for a while. I don't know if they're quite OG enough to have a huge, huge, huge impact, their loss on the group. I think, again, everyone will be upset about whoever goes, and doesn't matter in that regard, but I think that it would be less than one of the original characters, like at least going back to like the Herschel's Farm days. Like anyone who came in during that era, I think, has a much closer spot in the inner circle. But that being said, in terms of fan impact, I think people would be really, 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 really sad to lose Abraham, because I think he is so quotable. He's a fun character. He's one of the few people that really enjoys what he's doing when he's fighting zombies, and that's a different kind of energy. But I also kind of think, aren't we getting that energy, hopefully, if they do the character right, in Negan? So if we lose Abraham and Negan is here to sort of fill that void of like the big, tough, strong guy who talks trash, has great monologues, has choice bits of dialogue, very colorful language, and is very physically capable here, is a big physical presence.
Has a mustache.
You know, he really admired Abraham's mustache as well. If we lose Abraham and we're getting Negan, does that fill that void a little bit? So I wonder about that as well.
So how much of the proverbial pie are you willing to spend on Abraham?
Well, we haven't given anything to Glenn either. So I'd love to, you know, I think that those are the big three for me. Glenn, Abraham, and Eugene. I think that those are, you know, kind of the conventional wisdom three picks. And I think that, you know, one of these people is going to be the one that goes. I would give Abraham higher odds over Eugene, not by a ton, but by, you know, a few decent percentage points. And I would give Glenn still the majority of the pie.
All right, so let me get out the calculator here just to give you these final numbers. Okay, so here's what we've decided. So far, I don't think we gave anything to Rick. We gave Carl.
Him 0.1%. We gave.
Yeah,
to
we'll
Rick.
Just for accounting purposes, but let's just not worry about that. All right, so we gave 1 to Carl, 9 to Michonne, 5 to Maggie, 3 to Daryl, 15 to Rosita.
Okay.
So what is that, 33 right now?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Okay, so that's 33. So we have 67% left to assign to Glenn, Aaron, Abraham, and Eugene. Do you want to give anything to Aaron?
Yeah, I'll give Aaron something. I would give him, I don't know, I wouldn't give him, it's pretty small, like single digits, don't you think? Like, is he above Daryl? Is he above Daryl by a lot or a little?
Yeah, I think you're just wasting points on him. Give him the 3 and let's just be done with it.
All right, 3 on Aaron.
Because he's so insignificant.
Poor Aaron.
Okay. 64 left to go.
Sasha, who would you give?
Oh, Sasha?
Would you give her? Yeah.
I could give her, you know, I feel like that she's, you know, right there with Michonne as being an unlikely person, but still some outcome, you know. I might give her that same 10% or 9%.
All right, let's say 10% for the sake of argument.
Okay.
All right, so what are we at now? We're at 54?
54 to give away.
Okay, how would you parse this out? We've got Eugene, we've got Abraham, we've got Glenn. I'm telling you, I think, you know, Glenn is my guy, so he's going to get the majority here. But I am worried for Abraham and Eugene. Like, I would put some significant percentages on those guys.
See, I think we gave too much to the other people because I don't think we have enough left to, like, I think that it's probably almost an 80% chance it's one of those three, and we only have 54% to give away.
Okay.
Like, it's probably too high on Michonne and Maggie and Sasha and Rosita at 15%, I think, is really eating up a big piece of the pie.
Yeah, it's eating up a lot. All right, well, how about this?
We're trying to be fair.
All right, well, why don't we just figure this out offline super fast right. before we frustrate
well,
every
let's say,
human
you know
being.
What? Here's the thing. Is it fair to say that 80% is probably that it's one of these three things, if not higher?
That's what it feels like to me. Okay. Like, I wouldn't seriously consider any candidate outside of Eugene, Abraham, Glenn, and yeah, that's it. That's really
okay.
It.
So we probably have to go back and do some like factor of like a half for the people that we already talked about. We were trying to just be fair, but okay. So of this big three, how would you divide up that 80%?
I would give Glenn 40%.
40.
And then 20, I would split 20? The remaining 40 between Abraham and Eugene. And if you want to call it 20-20 or give Abraham a little bit of an edge over Eugene, I'm good with that too.
Yeah, I think I'd probably go a little higher on Abraham than Eugene because he talks about like, oh, look at this guy. He could really take it. I'm not sure how Eugene is going to take a baseball bat shot.
Yeah, that's a stage three badass move. And he's not quite at stage three.
Yeah, so I think I might go Abraham 25, Eugene 15.
All right, let's do that. That's fine.
Okay. And then the rest of the people we probably just like have their whatever we had them at. So Rosita is probably like 7.5 and Michonne is now like 4.5 and Maggie is like 2.5. And I think we get pretty close to 100.
My math skills have been beaten out of my head with a baseball bat at some point down the line. So I can't really be of help here.
Okay.
Other than to say, I do think that it's one of these three. I think it's Glenn. I think it's Abraham or Eugene. And I think the odds of it being anyone else are slim to none.
You got a hashtag? Hashtag Sage. Negan math?
Negan math? Sure.
Okay.
We can end on Negan math.
All right. Fine. Very good stuff. Very excited to get rolling on Sunday night with our recap of the premiere of The Walking Dead. What is it, 1 hour? Is it a special 2-hour show or anything like that?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. Wouldn't be surprised if it was a little longer, but don't know. Don't know.
Probably
off the top of
a little extra time and then just 1 hour and then goes right into. I'll get to watch The Talking Dead before we get started.
Oh, well, I expect you to have several takes on The Talking Dead. That's probably how we'll lead off the podcast once we finally do convene.
Yeah. I don't know if they've announced the guests yet for this week on The Talking Dead, but I'm sure Chris Hardwick is ready to go after a season of Fear the Talking Dead.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's ready.
Oh, my
rock.
God. I'm so happy to be back.
I think
so
whoever,
happy to not talk about Killer Chris.
Yeah. Whoever is getting killed here is going to be on stage, I'm sure. You know, we'll get one final goodbye from one of these people.
We will not say the word Manawa for a long time. Yeah. Season 7 returns with a 90-minute episode.
Okay.
Oh, actually, 90 minute. That might be a 90-minute Talking Dead episode.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of Talking Dead.
Yep. It's a lot.
Good okay. Lord.
Yeah. And so Talking Dead returns Sunday at 10. So that would imply a 60-minute Walking Dead episode, but a 90-minute Talking Dead episode.
I have two last questions for you.
Yes.
Question number one is, how many acts are going to end going into commercial with an RV backing up in the premiere?
Probably zero this time.
Zero. You don't think any. Okay. Well, that would be nice. That'd be great. Second question is, do you want, as we often do our death draft here, but it feels like everyone's up for grabs here in this Negan lineup. Do we want to do a death draft pre-season 7 of anyone else who is not in the Negan lineup? Of all the other characters we know, of any of those characters who are gonna bite the bucket, who are going to bite the bullet, kick the bucket. You don't bite the bucket before season 7 closes out its first half season.
I feel like that we could do that in our first feedback show. I think that let's just leave the Negan pool here for this. So we've sort of like assigned odds for the Negan people, and then we'll talk about the rest of the field when we get into our first feedback show next week.
All right. And final answer, who is getting clubbed? What's your pick?
I will say, I mean, you've talked me into Glenn.
Okay. We'll co-sign the Glenn thing.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Can't wait to hear what you guys have to say. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to postshowrecaps.com/TWD iTunes for all of our Walking Dead feed, all on postshowrecaps.com. Josh is on Twitter. He's at Round Howard. I'm at Rob Cesperino. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.